Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she's the queen of improv, a tofu taster, and the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. And Dylan's not driving a busted-up vehicle today. It's a rental, though. So it'll be back soon. He is a creepy wave, and Dylan Dylon Matthews, the voice of the hometown take. And our forces combined to make The Morning Shift, the greatest sports talk radio show in the history of morning radio ever. Well, just this city. But, you know, it works for me.
In the history ever. I love the way you put that. I'm driving a loner as well, just like Dylan. And I got to tell you guys, it took me a solid hour to figure out where the volume was.
Oh, really?
Like, it might as well be a spaceship. You know what I mean? I don't know how Dylan's faring in his loner, but I got into mine, and I'm, like, adjusting seats, mirrors. It's one of those with, like, a massive, like, screen. It's like a 2025. And, yeah, I was lost. I was really lost getting in that thing.
It's like you go from being right-handed to left-handed out of nowhere, and you're like, I don't understand anything.
Such a good call.
But I can maneuver this. I do think I made Dylan a little bit nervous yesterday because I asked him when he's going to get his bumper fixed, are they going to make the hood the same color? And he was like,
hadn't thought about that. Great question. I don't know.
Get one of those carbon fiber joints on your hood, you know what I mean, with some intake slots on there. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're speaking Japanese to me right now.
You know
now.
What I mean? Like
this man said carbon fiber, and I don't even know the second term
he
used.
Duct tape, man. I don't know.
It's like they have the hoods with the vents on the top
like
for the cold air.
It's like a cowl induction hood is what it's considered because it has where there's ventil. It looks ventilated. It's really not. Most of it's cosmetic, but you know what a cowl induction hood is?
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like put a spoiler on the back, a little dual exhaust.
I know what a spoiler is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like soup it up like Fast and Furious.
I don't know if I'm going to do all that.
Fast and Furious is so old now, though. Like the original, the OG, it was like 2001, something like that. It's crazy.
I'll say this real quick. When I first got into the Jeep yesterday, I was like, well, I've driven bigger cars before. And they told me they were giving me like an SUV. When I saw a Jeep, I was like, okay, yeah, I guess it's in the realm of SUV. But like, you know, I'm not used to having to like step up into my car. Yeah, I'm usually just like, I'm usually have to like fall into it
because I'm tall in that thing.
What type of Jeep is it? Are you talking like a Jeep Liberty? Like,
Wrangler.
Or like,
I think it's
Jeep Wrangler.
It's a Wrangler. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Wrangler.
It's nice.
It is nice. But yeah, I still haven't figured, like, I don't even know. Because it doesn't have like, you know how usually on a car, like on the side with the automatic windows, you just press the button to roll the window down.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that. I don't know. Can you roll the window down in the Jeep? Because I know, like, the doors come off.
Yes. unless
I don't know where the button is.
Unless it's the soft top and you have to zip it. Do you guys remember the Jeeps? The windows zipped?
Yes.
Bro, we've had this conversation before.
Well, I know.
My OG was a Geo Tracker.
Well.
No!
Yeah, and I know you used to drive Joe's, but like, I mean, Dylan, I don't think Dylan ever experienced a soft top Jeep where you had to zip the windows down.
I have seen those. I mean, I don't think I've been in one.
That was the thing, is my buddy had one of those in high school, not in high school, but it was in college, and somebody robbed him, and they were such an a-hole, they cut the window. It's like, dude, you could literally have unzipped it and stolen anything you wanted, and you took a knife and cut the plastic. It's like, are you that's how you – either you're that big of a scum, or there's a reason you're so stupid you're having to steal from people.
I had the radio that you could remove from the car. They had the dolphin swimming.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that thing?
Yeah.
You got to take your faceplate with you, man.
Well, I was at home. Yeah, they box cuttered my back window and got in there and took my – it hurt, man. That one hurt me.
That was literally, I just used Allie as I knew she would get the reference. I was like, Allie will get the faceplate reference. Dylan, when you used to, everybody got cussed. Back in the day, they didn't have these big screens. And everybody would go to like High Five Buys or whatever. And you would like, or Circuit City had
Ken's
one.
Cartoons.
In Circuit City, and even Best Buy had like car shops where you go get your car stereo replaced, right? Your CD player.
My dad used to do that.
And what you would do is, when you would buy one, you'd be like, "Faceplate removable," and they're like, "Yeah, look at this. It even comes with a pouch. You can take it with you," and you would take it with you everywhere you went.
My dad's wasn't just a faceplate; it was the whole thing, and it had a handle on it. Like you would just carry it inside with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real thing. Like
that is crazy.
Anyways. And that's it for today's history lesson, class.
Man, times were wild. We will be doing some history today, actually, in the Mac Drop. So get ready for that at 6:40. But let's get you caught up on the headlines that's happened since we last got to chat. The World Series is set. Blue Jays won Game 7 of the ALCS last night against the Mariners 4-3. George Springer hit a 3-run homer that will take his team back to the World Series for the first time since 1993. Game 1 of the World Series is this Friday when the Dodgers head to Toronto.
Go Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays.
I agree with you.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody's saying that today.
Because it's Toronto versus L.A. You know that was Drake Kendrick, I think, so go Blue Jays.
The last time the Blue Jays were in the World Series was 92.
Or 3.
No, 93. Yes, yeah, right. I forgot that they went back to back.
I'm so glad everyone listens to things I have to say.
Dude, I was vibing with you. I was like, Allie, it's okay. I heard it.
That was Joe Carter against Wild Thing, Mitch Williams, walk off. I was so glad. I hated the Phillies then, Dylan.
Well, Dyson Daniels is here to stay. He and the Hawks just worked out a 4-year, $100 million rookie contract extension. NBA regular season starts tonight with a doubleheader as the defending NBA champs OKC welcome in Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets. And then the Warriors take on the Lakers in L.A. And in Monday night football's doubleheader, the Lions beat the Bucks 24-9 and the Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19 last night.
I was shocked at the way Tampa Bay held the passing game. Detroit held Tampa Bay's passing game in check. I know Evans went out early with the collar. I thought he was concussed when he went down because of how woozy he was, but he broke his collarbone. So he's going to be out probably the rest of the season. But they just held Tampa Bay's offense in check, and they were missing literally everybody. And then Rock Ya-Sin goes out to start the second, I think maybe early in the third quarter. Their entire
What was going on with him?
It looked like a hammy.
I just looked up on the TV and saw him walking to the
tunnel. So he pulled his he had hamstring tightness earlier in the game, and he convinced them to let him go back in. And on the pass where it's a third down and it's, it looks like a zone coverage, and Egbuka kind of got in the soft spot of it, kind of in between, and Baker just kind of missed him. You can see Ya-Sin pulling up late, and I think that was it. But at one point in time, they didn't have anybody from the first game. And their secondary, Kirby Joseph was out. Obviously, Brian Branch was suspended for serving street justice to Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, it was just it, and they still just dominated them defensively.
Yeah, it's been interesting to kind of watch both those. I got a chance to watch a little bit of that Seattle game against Houston, and I kept thinking to myself, I never thought we'd get to a point where I wondered if Minnesota would regret Sam Darnold walking out the door, and I feel like we're there. I watched Carson Wentz a good clip this past weekend, man. And for the whole first half of that game, he was missing wide open throws. Like not Not like, oh, he couldn't drop it in a bucket 30 yards down the field. I'm talking about just straight up 10-yard throws. He's thrown into the ground in the first half of that game. And Sam Darnold and the Seahawks are good. Like, they are good, man. Watching that team kind of go to work was a lot of fun last night. I'm looking at J.J. McCarthy on the sideline of that Minnesota game, and I'm like, I'm not sure that that's going to fare any better. Carson Wentz looks like a guy that they picked up off the street in training camp. And Sam Darnold obviously balling out with his team. So that was a fun night of football for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Well, later in the show today, we are going to get Mike and Bo's analysis on the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday night's Falcons game. That will be at 7 a.m. But Raheem did talk to the press yesterday, gave us some more insight on injuries that are going on with the guys. Let's hear from Raheem on what's going on with Michael Penix.
It wasn't ankle. It was some form of a bone bruise that I'll get more information for you as we get it. You know, obviously, he came in today, he saw our guys, saw our doctors. There's definitely some limitations. I don't want to sit here and lie to you guys and act like I was really locked in to see what it was. I was seeing how fast he can get back and how well he would be. So I'll get all the stuff to you as we get to Wednesday.
Interesting. I mean, he finished the game. I don't foresee any kind of circumstance where we're talking about Kirk Cousins playing. It does stink that, you know, he could possibly be more limited in terms of mobility or athleticism. You know, going back and watching the tape, he was running around a little bit more than I actually realized in true game time. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of times he escaped the pocket and really the first quarter, but most of the first half was probably five or six running towards the sideline, trying to make throws on the run and things like that, getting the receivers to come back to him. That's, by the way, something they need to work on a lot. Yeah. But it stinks. No doubt about it. And hopefully we got a lot of work to do, and you don't want it to be limited at practice during the week.
I got some thoughts on him when he scrambles. I'm going to need him to be more decisive and just kind of have a in his head an internal clock of, all right, I can turn up and get a couple yards out of this play. I don't know what stop holding the ball, running around towards the sideline and throwing it away late when he could get yards. He's had opportunities to get something positive out of the play and still get out of bounds and not take a shot. I need him to do that a little bit more. I was kind of digging around, and it was emphasized to me, it's not a foot or an ankle, as it was reported by multiple people that was at the presser today or that did it, whether it was virtual or not, but a bone bruise. I have no clue what bone it was that was bruised, but it was emphasized that
the ankle bone?
It was a bone bruise. I tend to think it was like a shin, like, or the lower leg right there. Yeah, right there. You know, that I guess you could say that. I don't know what you consider actually your ankle bone, but I always considered your shin anything from the top of your foot to the lower, like right around your kneecap, right? That's like your shin.
Yeah.
I think, but again, it wasn't clarified. There was no clarity on where the bone bruise was. It was just a bone bruise, not a foot, not an ankle, but a bone bruise. I don't understand, but it is a bone bruise.
Yeah, that tibia, your shin, does wrap to the inside of your ankle, and that's, you know, it could technically be considered your ankle, even though it is your tibia, which is your shin. I don't know. There's a lot of gray area in there. I'm not going to diagnose it.
And at this point, Michael Penix is a Raheem was saying he's day to day, but there's another injury that's a little bit more concerning that's going to take someone out for some time. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.